I really don't know how we get so all over the map on this show, but we did it again. We start with a conversation about bears putting stuff up their ass, and we end with Drake getting recognized as Ashton Kutcher. Somewhere in between, there's a preview of the Kentucky game. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Washed Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 281 of the podcast. The Hawks touched down in Orlando, Florida. They're out practicing in the sun. And for the first time, what feels like forever, the three boys have touched down in the same Zoom meeting at the same time for a podcast. So really looking forward to hanging out with my boys again and getting some good Hawk content out, because I feel like we haven't talked about the Hawks in what feels like forever.
Been a little while. Kevin, I'm sorry.
How does it feel, Kev? How does it feel? I gotta know.
Doesn't feel good, man. Doesn't feel good. Don't like it. Don't know why I keep coming back to this operation. But we're here.
Doesn't feel good. I'm so sorry.
I want you to know that this was all Quiver doing.
Like 8 years. Don't invite me to that one either. It's cool.
I want you to know that this was all Quiver's doing, and I only said yes because obviously I wasn't going to say no.
Okay. So I feel bad. I feel really bad.
No, you don't. You don't have feelings.
That's not true. As the I think the brain on a male human develops fully into like when you're 25, I think is the research on that. The 3 years post the time that I spent with you guys, and two more years after that, I have made some real developments, whether you believe it or not. And one of them is I have developed more feelings, and there's plenty of times where I've gotten actually soft as shit, just at random times where I'll just like cry over something or whatever. I'm more in touch with my feelings. One of those feelings is sadness for my friend Kevin, because, and this was not planned, okay? I wanted all three of us to be there. I wanted this to be at a time where we could all do it. But when you have a Masters champion who has your phone number and he texts you and says, out of nowhere, haven't talked to him in 2 weeks, he texts you and says, hey, tomorrow at this time, you want to do a podcast. What do you say? Kevin, did you listen, Kevin?
Did you at least listen so that you could hear?
I listened. Yeah.
Hey,
did we do good on our questions?
You missed one that I just dying to know.
Well, he's going to come back
on golfer one time, and I want to know those guys if they can do the normal man bro golf outing where you were up till drinking till 2 a.m. the night before. You have a 6:45 tee time. You roll into the parking lot at 6:30. Put your shoes on. Have a Bloody Mary, no warm-ups, go to the first tee. What does he shoot that round? That's what I want. That's the only question I wanted answered. But now you guys wanted to talk about Tiger Woods and winning Masters championships and stuff like that. I guess that's cool too, but whatever.
Man,
sadness in his voice, man.
Yeah, it is. He is sad. And I'm sad hearing him be sad. And you're looking a little, I don't know if it's because the hair is longer, the beard's a little longer right now. You just look.
We're going into hibernation.
Yeah, you look like a bear that's about to crawl into his cave. The snow hasn't quite landed yet, so you still have some time to gather for your hibernation.
Still gathering some meat and food, putting fat for the winter, and yeah. We'll go hibernate.
Did you know that bears stick things up their butt to hibernate?
That's not true. There's no way.
I heard that just the other day.
Where did you hear this, Drake?
You're telling me bears are pegging themselves with.
I'm pretty sure I heard it on Washed Up or on.
On Washed
Up. I'm a Washed Up Walk On. That's a great.
Are You Garbage? No, on Are You Garbage? And they were talking to Foley about how he's a hibernating bear because he's a 400-pound fat man. And he's putting on weight for the hibernation, and he's got to stick like carrots and stuff up his butt.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm searching this.
Can a bear even reach its asshole?
Yeah. What is the dexterity factor here? Are they really that skilled? Here we go. Oh my! During the months when they are dormant, black bears have what is called a fecal plug that blocks their gastrointestinal tract. Much of this plug consists of hair that the bear ingests while licking its coat. I don't think that's what we're talking about here. Hmm.
Yeah, no, that's not deliberately shoving stuff up its own butthole.
This is unbelievable. Drake, how does this turn into the digestive tract podcast every time?
Every time, dude.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
We talk about the wrong side of the digestive tract, the wrong orifice of the human body way too much in this podcast.
Would you like us to talk about the
mouth? We like the sphincter.
You want us to talk about the mouth more, Kevin?
We can talk about all the great foods that we taste. We never really do.
That's
true. All we do is talk about buttholes.
Well,
I think quite honestly, as I've become an adult, the amount of butthole talk I think it's a thing for everybody. You know, you got to keep a good, healthy digestive system. Speaking of foods, Kev, how was Drake and I recapped a little bit. Drake got an espresso machine, like the whole, it's Drake's coffee down in Nashville now. Cause he's got
I got one of those for my girlfriend for her birthday. They're big time.
Yeah. So Drake's double rectal administering espressos just straight to the bloodstream. What gifts did the Kev Ward find under the tree this Christmas season?
I got some Yeti stuff. Got a, you know, a little lunch pail, little nice big water thing. I got.
Are you sick?
I already told you the grill was half birthday, half Christmas present from my girlfriend. So that definitely took the cake.
The meat
grill. My parents are going to take me to the wrestling nationals. That was their gift this year. Tickets and hotel for that. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
That's going to be fantastic.
That's big time. And it really should be a little repeat for the Hawks. But I've been following loosely the Hawkeye wrestling. And are we playing with our food a little bit?
Not looking super sharp, but we've played some good competition. Some guys aren't looking like we need them to look in March, but it's still early in the year. We'll be all right.
Do we need to send in Drake for a little grappling practice with the boys?
Well, last time I checked, NCAA wrestling isn't in a gi, so I don't know how much help he's.
Hey, I'll take the gi off. As long as you give me submissions, they don't stand a chance.
You know, I don't think that's in wrestling practice either.
Drake texted me and Kevin the other day, for those listening, and said, hey, I got an idea for another Wash Up Walk-Ons charity event. We throw me and Kevin up against the Hawkeye wrestling team.
Submission grappling.
I'll do 6 matches. And he said, I guarantee I won't lose a match. I just don't know if that's I don't, that's a lot of confidence.
Hey, man. Hey. I've grappled a lot of Division I wrestlers that don't know what they're doing.
That's true.
And it wrestling and jiu-jitsu are two very different games. When I latch onto that ankle and reap over your hip, you're going to have no idea what's happening. And then boom, your knee is gone.
I think people would like to watch it. And then Kevin.
I mean, it's just a weird concept. You're inviting people to do two different sports.
Yeah, you're invited.
We'll give them a wrestling match too. We'll let them
play. Do you also want to go play the wrestlers in football? I mean,
like,
how about basketball? Let's play them 3-on-3.
No,
dude.
But yes. But you got to admit that wrestling as a sport is missing some things because, like,
well, that's at subjective.
When you take somebody down, like just because you put them on their back doesn't really mean that. They're done.
Drake,
you're
not trying to
saying?
Kill people in wrestling. Okay?
Drake,
that's
you
not
can't
the goal.
Drake, you can't say that because you could be like, well, football's missing a few things. Like you should be able to, you should be able to spear people and just you should be able to pull a pocket knife out and cut somebody's kneecaps off. Like
well,
it's,
okay,
it's
we're not wait, listen. Well, listen. Well, I wasn't bringing in knives, okay? But you should be able to spear
people. Well, why stop at Smithium? Why don't we just fight to the death? Okay. Why don't you pick 3 weapons? and we'll drop in PUBG style.
Well, because I still wanted them to be able to
win a natty,
you know, do things for the rest of their lives.
Dude, I
like these guys. I just wanted to compete against them.
How about
something that I could compete with them in?
How about a 3-on-3 basketball game? Us versus the wrestlers. That would be fucking amazing.
That would be fun.
I feel like we have the upper hand there a little bit because
I think I'm going to guess it depends on who we pull.
I play.
What do you mean? Look how short they are.
Yeah, I mean, like we're just as
some
tall.
Of those guys ain't so short. I mean, are you just gonna pick Spencer Lee, DeSanto, and Murin? Or is that the three you're choosing?
We'll take
you
the
choose any three you want.
We'll take the 174, the 180, whatever, and we'll take our weight range, our weight ranges. I'll cut down so that we can take a 180 guy, and then we'll take the what are the weight classes?
Kevin has to guard the heavyweight.
I'll guard the heavyweight.
It's not like he can shoot.
Me versus Cassiope.
Cassiope backing him down on the block.
Oh yeah, Cassiope would back me down on the box. No problem. That dude's a hoss.
We would just double team him and then steal the ball and go the other way.
Dude, give me 3 days, and I think all of us could get back some shots, a little touch from the 3-point line. I think we'd be all right. I've seen some of those wrestlers dribble a ball because that was directly affecting their season when they grew up. Like, none of them played basketball ever.
Yeah, it's true. None of them would have been playing basketball growing up.
And I know you guys weren't basketball guys, but I played.
I played all growing up and stuff.
Yeah. I could name off probably 10 NBA guys that I guarded that are currently playing. So.
How about we don't name drop, though, pussy?
All right. I won't. I mean, I played pickup against H. Barnes from Ames.
Oh, sick, dude. Now you're running a podcast. You don't have any hair. Shut up and move on.
I feel like I won that. I feel like I did. I feel like my contract really, really played out better. You know? Harrison Barnes. So not a lot of exciting gifts on Kevin's front. Probably just need some more meat for that.
I don't know. The grill is pretty badass, dude. What's a grill? A pellet grill and an espresso machine are kind of on the same level. Like a pellet grill makes some fire ass food.
You haven't used it yet, obviously. No.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You have?
Oh yeah.
What'd you make?
First thing I threw on there is a big old salmon fillet.
Mm.
Pretty damn good.
That's pretty Kevin of you to put fish on the grill first, but that's okay. Yeah. I bet it was good. Did you wood fire that? Do you cook that like it came when Drake ordered it at the restaurant in Indy?
I hope so.
I mean, so it's a pellet grill. So it's, you can control how much smoke you put into it.
Mm.
It's got a meter. You can do like one is like just like a normal grill, or 10 is like the house is burning down basically. you can decide how much smoke you want in it.
They need to put that on the dial. One, like your normal grill, 10. Your kid set the house on fire and your guest bedroom is burning into flames.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a pretty nifty machine. It's going to be grilling season here.
That's good. I finally got a massage gun, like a,
Theragun or
yeah, like
Hypervolt?
Like a Hypervolt more so, more than a Theragun. And I was just using it before the podcast. I'm a dumbass for not just buying that for myself. Before now,
they're dude. Money, dude. They're money.
That's gonna take my recovery to a whole new level. What else did I get? Anything fun? Not really. I got a dumbbell. Only guy who gets a dumbbell for Christmas.
And we saw you doing fucking air squats in a squat belt, and that made me want to kick you so fucking hard between your eyes. Your nose was flat for the rest of your life. Looked like you got run over by a car.
Full depth, baby, in the living room at Christmas.
I'm actually cringing just thinking about watching you do squats in a weight belt in the living room. Like, I'm really flexing my diaphragm. Oh, the cylinder. Oh, my core.
Dude, my core was set, dude. You have no idea. My core has never been unset since we walked into the old weight room in 2013 and the signs were across us on the mirror. I'll never forget. Do you guys see Mark, what he put up this weekend?
585 for
a cluster deadlift.
Yeah.
So for all those listening who have social media, go find Mark Wiseman, you know, Wiseman for Heisman. now into strength conditioning in the private sector. And guy just put out a slick little 585 cluster. And for those that don't know what a cluster is, you do singles. I guess you could do double clusters or triple clusters too. That would get really fucking dirty. But you do one rep and then you put it down or whatever, rack it, and you wait 20 seconds, you do another rep. And it's like a way to hit the middle ground of rest between sets and recover a little bit. And you know, he was just pulling 585 like it was 135 off the floor, like he was going to clean it. So that man has stupid strength. You guys been seeing all these fucking bowl cancellations? We're not going to have any bowl games to watch.
Don't like it, man. Don't like it.
How do we feel about the old COVID protocols and the Omicron Decepticons? Right? They brought that. It's the latest. They're the latest in the Transformers series. Dude, isn't it just like a cold? I got to be honest. I am the least updated on COVID protocols, informations, guidelines. I just sit in my house and work from here. And occasionally when I get a Burger King gift card for Christmas, I go and get a Bacon King for breakfast for lunch. And that's
what you did today.
That is what I did today. We got, right before the podcast started, El Prez was tweeting at Nebraska trying to get,
he's just dying to get someone to play in that game,
trying to get them to play in the Arizona Bowl. Best 3-9 team to ever walk the earth. What if that happened?
I mean, it sucks.
Fuck everybody. Like, seriously. Fuck the government. Fuck these sheep that still think all this shit is real.
I mean, this shit's real, man. I work in hospitals that aren't doing elective surgeries because their beds are full of COVID patients. Okay, so it's fucking real, man.
Talking about vaccine. It's not a vaccine.
Yeah, and everyone in that fucking hospital that's in the bed is unvaccinated, dude. If you get vaccinated, you won't go in the hospital. If the hospitals aren't overflowing, we can live life like fucking normal. That is the only thing that's keeping us from living life like normal, is that the fact that our hospitals are just overwhelmed. And this strain seems to be milder, which is good. I don't think that a vaccinated 23-year-old kid who tests positive and has no symptoms needs to be kept out of a football game.
Okay, that's good. What do you think about that's sort of the problem here is the protocol. Is that what the problem is here? They got the protocols from the first strain and now it's mutating and we're dealing with this from a...
Bro, I don't fucking know. I'm not a doctor. All I know is when I walk into hospitals...
Kevin's stressed out a little bit. Dude, I feel even worse about not getting you on the Zach Johnson podcast from a little relief, because I know that people who work in the hospitals or have anything to do with that stuff are going through, they got stressful times with this shit. So,
Yeah. I mean, healthcare workers are just in short supply right now. People are fucking quitting left and right because they're just fed up with the shit. And I don't blame them, honestly.
The workforce is an interesting topic right now. We could make what do you guys think about making this just into a political? We could go up our viewership, our listenership.
No.
Dude, I'm telling
you. Let's talk football.
But what if we got real left or right wing and we just started just saying shit? We could probably spin this thing up to like 10 or 15 million followers or something like that. Okay.
Eat a glass bottle of Michelob Ultra.
And just consume the
glass, yeah.
The alcohol and the glass?
And shit it out, yeah.
Well, guess what? There's not going to be a bed for you in the hospital when they're trying to put together your esophagus. Speaking of Nebraska, who knows if they'll make the Arizona Bowl or not? They did have a guy named Wandell Robinson who plays for Kentucky now. Had a decent little year at Kentucky. Let me pull up his stats here. He had 1,164 yards receiving, total of almost 1,300 yards from scrimmage. They asked him today, I believe one of the Iowa reporters did, what he thinks between the Big Ten and the SEC. He said, I think the SEC is a little bit better, but we'll see on Saturday. He is going to be someone we're going to have to stop. Offensively, what are we looking at for Kentucky here? We got Will Levis. Was he there? Was he at Penn State before this?
Yep.
He was the guy battling out quarterback with what's his face? McSorley back and forth before he moved on.
Not McSorley. No.
What wasn't it? Or what
was it? I mean, McSorley graduated like 3 years ago now. How long has this dude been in Kentucky?
I feel like Levis came in and was back and forth. I don't know. Was there somebody in between McSorley and who's their guy now? I don't even Clifford. Who was the guy in between? I don't remember.
I don't know if there was one, to be honest.
I don't know. This Wandale from Nebraska, evidently they couldn't keep him there. He helped Kentucky to what could be, if they win versus Iowa on Saturday, the second 10-win season for Kentucky in the last 45 years. Kentucky's on the up and up a little bit. Mark Stoops, potential candidate for the KF job. At least people think so when KF decides to hang it up. He's got them humming, as they would say. Kev, what are your
initial... KF's going to out-coach Mark Stoops, dude. He's just going to be coaching long after Stoops retires.
I think that's the other way around, probably.
Nope.
How long do you think...
into his
90s. Into his 90s? There's no way. Dude, KF is done with this shit. He's done with this shit, too. He's got...
You're right. You're right.
What I mean, realistically, do we know when KF's contract is? I think it's through 25.
25 or 26, I think it's over.
Do we really think
is he 70 yet?
Didn't we searched this earlier in the year, maybe on a DHT. 66 years old. That's not terribly old. I mean, Joe Pa.
Yeah, but I mean, another 4 years and dude, I can just see it. Like, especially these last couple years.
Been tough.
What I was going through is like, it's emotionally kind of drained the staff and like they are, you know, it takes a toll. These seasons take a toll on these guys.
Oh, I mean, you see it.
So 4 more years when you're 66, man, that's a long time. I don't know. I just want him to go out in his terms. That's all I want.
Yeah, I agree with that. You think he's done? What do you think, Drake? You think he's done in 25?
I mean, I would definitely be tired of the bullshit if I was him.
Yeah. I'd be out. 25.
I would have probably been out last year. I'd have just told everybody to suck my dick and I'd have took my millions elsewhere.
That would have gone over at the team meeting. There would have been a video of Drake head of the, just like Brian Kelly at the head of the room. Hey guys, been a good, I love the effort you put in this year. Just wanted to call this team meeting quick, 6 a.m. on a Monday. Just want to let you all know that everybody can suck my dick. I'm done with the bullshit.
We're going to retire. That's basically what Brian Kelly said, I think, right?
I mean, effectively. So I had a great 11 years here. Best years of my life. It's time for a new challenge. I got other dicks to suck somewhere else. Nick Saban's 70.
What's that?
Nick Saban is 70 currently.
Yeah, Nick Saban's old. Like he's had some work done.
You think he carries
70?
You think he colors his hair?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah?
Probably gets Botox injections too.
I mean, with all that money coming in from those Aflac commercials, him and Dion, those guys are up to some schemey shit down there in the SEC. I mean, Dion's not in the SEC, but he's crafting his way there. I want Nick Saban to retire and then talk about all the shit they did to get recruits, all the money. I just wanted to drop
he's
the black
snitch on himself, dude.
I just wanted to drop the black book, man. That'd be great.
No, he's not going to blacken his name.
I know. Still be great though, because we know it's happening. I think
at least he can do it out in the open now.
It's true. I think that Kirk is done in 25. Fuck.
Just call KF by his first name?
I think that Coach Ferentz, KF, the head man, is done by 25. And to be honest, for me, it even sounds a little long. That is 26 years as the head coach at Iowa, if he makes it through that year. All the shit that Kevin just said he dealt with last year through COVID. Guy's got all the money in the world. There's no financial incentive for him to keep coaching. And
yeah, but at the same time, man, he does it. He loves doing it.
That's the question is, what is he going to do when he's not standing up at the head of the room? He's probably just going to be
governor. I don't know.
He would get voted in 100%. He would get
voting for KF.
Dude, but he doesn't want any of that bullshit.
No, absolutely not.
He
absolutely
would never do it. KF.
All the Iowa State fans would act just like Trump haters, and they would vote for somebody else just because they're Iowa State fans. Just because like they Democrats didn't like voted for Biden, just because they're like, oh, Trump's an asshole, and then they watched Biden ruin our country. You know, same thing.
Dude, Drake, I...
So about not talking about politics on this.
Drake, I love you, man. This is like a little... This is like family dinner. This is like Christmas coming together.
Hey, Clue. But I'm the biggest villain because we're changing the entire United States over 1%. But I'm a super villain, baby. I'm a fucking idiot, daddy-o.
This is like Uncle Drake.
At 1% of the population.
Be a 5%er. Don't ride the wave. Slight edge. Yeah, I think... I mean, Mark Stoops earlier this year said that he would not take a job unless it was his alma mater, Iowa, and or it was a place where he could win. He would be in contention for national championships immediately. Now, Mark Stoops, he is 54 years old. So 2025 rolls around. He's 58. He's got a solid 8 to 10 left. He could be the Iowa coach. I would be happy with Stoops stepping in for KF.
100%. We've talked about it before, but I just want them someone who has a connection to the program.
Yeah.
Whether they played there, coached here for a time, you know, just someone that knows Iowa and knows what Iowa's about.
Do you guys, a lot of fans think this, do you guys legitimately think that LeVar could jump to head coach from where he's at right now? Or would you rather see him go to the MAC or the FCS and head coach there for a few years and see success as a head coach and then come back?
Do you believe in Coach Woods's network and his ability to bring in a coaching staff who works in cohesion, just like and builds the family that Iowa is? Because if you think he's capable of doing that, then he's clearly capable.
If you want just like, you know, KF steps down, LeVar steps in the head role and everyone else stays the same, yeah, the program's going to have success. You know, you got a bunch of coaches that work together and performed at a high level for a long time.
I know there's more to it, though. Like, head coaching is not just like, it's a little different. I don't know if I can speak for it. It's
like
a different
CEO of the company.
Yeah. I know and trust in LeVar Woods to hell. I'll follow him through the gates of hell.
Same.
But I only know him and have been under him as a positional coach. And I know that it's not that easy because a lot of guys have gone from coordinator to head coach or head coach in one level and then tried it at another level and there's been failure and it's like, what went wrong here? And I think it's just a little more dynamic than that. I don't know. I think it would be interesting.
I mean, I don't think the answer is always offensive or defensive coordinator. I think those are very different skill sets than being a head coach. So I don't necessarily think you need to be coordinator before you can be a head coach. And he is a special teams coordinator, so that counts, you know.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know. Does he even want to be a head coach?
I think maybe. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. That's the other thing.
I would have to say Coach Woods with his connection, it would be – I mean, how could he not want to be the head coach of his alma mater? I don't know. I feel like for any player who then goes into coaching, being the head coach of the team you played for is like the ultimate Mount Everest.
That would be one hell of a climb from 2001 LeVar Woods linebacker.
Not to mention he grew up in Iowa, right? He was around
West
Southwest Iowa, or Northwest Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Iowa to Iowa to Iowa.
It's the ultimate like you said, it's the ultimate climb the Everest story. Like that's a fucking book right there. Someone writes a book about that. I would hate to see him. And again, it's not that I think this would happen. I just think that there's a lot of things that could happen when you do this. I would hate to see him be the guy, like, all right, KF retires and then he's the guy. And then they struggle for a few years. And then people start to look at him and they start to question him and his effectiveness. And I don't know if he, I don't know how that's going to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be that bad. Whoever the next head coach is and not have success would hate to see that. I don't care who the head coach is. I want the Hawks to do well.
I would hate it more for LeVar is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't think we have any reason to suspect that might happen.
I agree.
I think LeVar could be head coach 100%.
Here, I'm genuinely going to have a hard time being an Iowa fan if they don't hire somebody that we know and it's not like an interesting guy. You know, Stoops would be pretty interesting, but if they just hire a random coach and the staff dissipates, I mean, What is it? You know, it's our Kinnick Stadium, but other than that, like, what is it? You know,
100% agree.
That's what tech guys over here thinking about. I'm already touting your guys' replacements because I know you guys aren't going to be fucking interested when this staff
probably
is gone.
Pretty smart. That's really, yeah. I mean,
if there were to be a new staff and we didn't know like anyone in the damn building, like all we know is Greg left. It would be a lot harder to be a fan. I 100% agree. You know, we'd have a little bit of a less connection there. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's still Iowa football. But what is Iowa football? It's the people, you know?
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, I hope that this all lasts through 25, because 4 more years of this podcast and us having, you know, at least connections to the staff. And not that I don't think we could put together a good show once that all happened, because then we could become a full on fan show where we just talk shit about this new staff. And we, you know, like we go full on like Cheeto Fingers McGee. It becomes the Cheeto Fingers podcast, because now we don't respect any of those guys. We have no connection to them. We could just shit all over
them. And I'll tell you what, if we pull a Cheeto sponsorship, boy, woo-wee.
How have we not thought about that? Can you imagine?
I don't know, because we're kind of making fun of people who eat Cheetos.
Yeah, but we say it.
But we're
all
really
the time.
Shouting out their product hard.
Seriously. I mean, hey, and Doritos, if you want to be, we could change it to Doritos Fingers or whatever.
Just Rito Fingers, baby.
For whoever. Rito's Fingers.
Frito Fingers, you want.
Holy shit. Anybody, any chip that wants to sponsor this podcast, hit us up. Unreal. Let's go to a break real quick. And when we come back, we'll get more into the the Kentucky versus Iowa game.
Oh, fuck. I can't handle it.
And we're back. And we're back. I'm trying to keep this ship together. Kevin and Drake are going to jump through the fucking Zoom call on each other.
No.
You know what?
No. It's never that important.
You know what could keep them occupied, though, is a little Ultimate Fan. Right. And you guys have been
I pulled the pack of the century today.
Drake finally downloaded the game. And you guys have heard me talk about this. It's the free to play next level fantasy football. It's literally, you just get on, you open packs of football cards like when you were 7 years old, and then you get to use those guys on your team. And Drake, he pulled
the star of the year,
the Charizard.
Gold. Dude, he speed kills, ladies and gentlemen. Henry Ruggs III is my team captain. And first player out of the pack. They said, bada bing, bada boom, Henry Ruggs in your face. I guess he caught the commissioner's exemption and is getting reinstated or something.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't think they've removed him from the lineup. But he is a gold star, gold tier player on Ultimate Fan.
What's crazy is that he's still got gold stars even with an ankle bracelet on. I figured that would have killed his speed rating a little bit.
I don't.
And hey, and also when you're on house arrest, your route tree really, you know, if your yard isn't quite big enough to run the post corner, it's out of your route tree.
It's gonna be hard to score touchdowns, man, when you got a fence around your ass, huh? Ugh. Tell you what, over $40,000 in gift cards up for grabs this season. You can win NFL gift cards. It's literally free to play. Every week's a new contest. Your team goes back to zero. There's a whole different scoring system than the fantasy football you guys are used to. And it's really fun. Unfortunately, my star player is Davante Adams. It only counts the guys who play on Sundays and Mondays. And my guy Davante, he played on Saturday. So he scored all the points. I didn't get to count it. And 2 weeks in a row, I wasn't able to pull it off. But you guys have a chance to not only win the gift cards, but you also have a chance for us to pick the highest washed up walk-ons person in the scoreboard and get free merch. This flag that's behind me, if you're watching on the YouTube, you might get a flag sent to you. So download Ultimate Fan. The link is in our description of this podcast, or you can find it on our socials. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply, US and Canada only. And now we're back into the good stuff. So, vaccination rates in America. Kevin, do you think if you were setting a line on this Kentucky Wildcat Iowa Hawkeye football game, where would your line be right now?
It would be pretty much right where it opened up at.
That currently sits at
a pick 'em.
I believe
it opened at Kentucky minus one. I think it's moved to Kentucky minus 2.5, 3, depending where you're looking. But I'd keep it at a pick 'em. I think these are two pretty evenly matched teams.
You got on most sites, like you said, Caesars, Circa, FanDuel, DraftKings. It's all minus three Kentucky. They got the Wildcats by a field goal. And I kind of agree with you, Kev. I don't believe in the Hawks.
Hey, man, you're giving me points. I'll take those points.
You're going to take the points? Well, we're going to get into it right now. I mean, this is everybody's favorite. DJ Kevin. Yes.
Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
They go up. And they stay there. Great song. That's really circa our high school past. We'll get into the Iowa specifics at the end. We'll save that bet for the last one. But I'm going to roll us through a little awards winners bowl game edition.
And, you know, as long as we have some of these games, there's some good games out there, man.
I agree.
Let's look at one of my favorite picks is I like the over in the Pittsburgh-Michigan State game at 56.
Absolutely. Now, Kenneth Walker playing?
Not playing. Mean we're going to be throwing the ball a little bit more. And Pittsburgh has been putting up offensive numbers pretty well all year. Michigan State secondary has gotten
torched.
Exposed a time or two. So I like the over in that game.
Kenny Pickett, right?
Kenny Pickett.
Is he playing?
The fake slide.
Can you believe?
He's not playing.
Can you believe that these are the questions? We now have to pick a game and then say, okay, are there star players playing in the game? That's a little sad. That's a little bit sad for me. Interesting. The over currently sits at 56, Kev, is what I'm seeing.
Yep.
Over under.
Going over it.
I like that. That's like a 30-27 game. Yeah, I can see that.
That'll get the job done. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to scroll back up. We got two games currently going on today or that went today. Okay, so I actually don't give a shit about those. So tomorrow, we got Houston-Auburn. That's a little bit intriguing.
I think that'll be a good game.
I do too. The line currently sits at Auburn minus two. Give me Auburn on that. I'll take Auburn. I'll take the Tigers. We got Louisville Air Force.
You know that Bo Nix is transferring, right? He gone.
Now, like Emery from Florida, is he transferring after the game or is he still
That'd
playing?
That'd be really weird to play. I don't know. I just.
Did you see the Florida game?
Yeah, I saw the Florida
game. First UCF?
Yeah.
The stat line before the Emery transferring after this game, but he still played and started for Florida.
It's kind of weird.
How odd is that? Like, why not wait till. Why not
after
wait?
After the game to announce that?
Yeah. Like your players are like, okay, our quarterback, like I'm cheering for this guy who's going to be playing for somebody else next year. Like that's fun. The day I fly into Orlando, for those listening, by the way, come to Tin Roof Orlando 1-3 on Friday. You can get a washed up walk. You can get a Hawks by a Million flag with the Washed Up Hawkins logo on it. And you can meet me, which is really just a fucking low light of the entire trip for you. And you can hang out and get picks. And then there's a ton of other stuff going on at Tin Roof Orlando as well. We're doing the radio show from there. But the day that I fly in fact, 2 hours after I land in Orlando, the Cyclones are taking on the Clemson Tigers. How do we feel about that game?
Which Clemson team's showing up? I don't know, man.
Iowa State was just so average this year. And
Clemson wasn't great.
Yeah, but Iowa State had like five people transfer after their last game.
Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously leaning Clemson here. They did play a lot better at the end of the year here. Losing their defensive coordinator, that's going to play into things.
Yeah.
But I think it's close to a pick 'em game.
It's minus one, Clemson.
And you put me in a 6-foot hole before I take Iowa State, so.
You did say at one point, I think 2 years ago, that you would never fucking pick the Cyclones
again. Yeah, they ruined a five-team parlay for me, and I will never bet on them again.
Good. Before we get to the Iowa game, let's look at the semifinals. What are we thinking there?
I'm thinking the points in both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I think Cincinnati shows up.
13.5.
They win. I don't think they win, but I think they show up and they compete, and I think they cover.
Wow. So you think? Wow. Okay. They're saying 58 with a 13.5 line. They're saying it's going to be 35-21, something like that. I could see that. Yeah, Alabama's defense has shown weakness this year.
Cincinnati's got a really good defense. They got two really good cornerbacks that can hang with their wide receivers. I think they can hang with Bama.
And how about I'm stoked to watch this Michigan-Georgia game. I want it to be a dogfight.
And it's probably going to be a dogfight. That's why if you're giving me 7.5, I'm going to take the 7.5.
It is it's a big line.
It's a lot of points for a playoff game. I think Michigan's feeling really good about themselves right now.
I would too.
And how could you not, given the last two games that they've played? Man, that last game really just put a whole lot of doubt in my mind of what is Georgia? Because
yeah,
if you look at their strength of record,
it's not stellar.
I mean, they've got two ranked wins.
It's not great. It's less than Iowa has. So, I like
Kevin's reasoning, and I think I'm going to tail Kevin because I like the underdogs.
Okay. I like it too. I'll listen to the Ward man on this. Do you have we're doing this early in the week because of me traveling down to Orlando. So, do you have official picks yet, Kev? Or
yeah, sure, man. Sure. I got some picks.
All right, give me your picks.
Give me Wisconsin -6, man.
Okay.
The Las Vegas Bowl versus Arizona State. As long as the boys don't go hit up the Encore Beach Club, I think the Wisconsin Badgers roll in this game.
Now, what are the odds they do hit up the Encore Beach Club?
Very poor, because it's probably closed this time of year.
All right. Well, that's now imagine we would have been in Vegas for a bowl game. How do you think that would have worked out? Probably
phenomenally.
Kevin's like, I would have been awesome. I would have fucking played.
Be like, hey, Clove, I need access to the washed up walk-ons funds.
Well, we didn't.
Kev, we're going to donate those. Yeah, but red is really hot right now.
We could double the donation right now if we put all this on black. Oh, man. Holy shit. That's the move. If we can get Iowa to a Vegas Bowl in the next 2 to 3 years while Drake and Kevin are still under contract with the Washed Up Walk-Ons, that'd be awesome. And for anyone listening, hey, send in your resume to be my co-host in 3 years when Drake no longer cares about anything Iowa. What do we got for... Okay, so Wisconsin -6. I like it. Give me another. Yep.
I already told you I got the over in...
Okay, Michigan
the
State
Chick-fil-A
Pitt.
Game.
Yep.
Chick-fil-A game. And then I'm looking at... I'm going to take Ole Miss -1.5 for its favorite in the Sugar Bowl.
I was looking at that game, too. I was going to say take the Dylan Doyles, man. I
can't do it, man. Can't do it. I'm taking Ole Miss. Matt Corral's one. He's going one last lap. And I think we get a good performance out of him. Give me the Rebels.
Okay. Drake, hit me with some NFL of late. What's going on in the league right now? Other than fucking Ike hurting his Achilles, dude. Kevin, yesterday mid-podcast, we found out while we were recording.
Yeah, man, that's a real shot to the balls anytime you see your buddy get hurt like that.
So
I was talking to Ben Neiman today, and we were making jokes about how Blitz Neiman has fooled the Chiefs for about 5 years, that he's actually a viable option in the National Football League. And he's like, hey, man, I'm just trying to fool him for a couple more years. And I was like, we need 10-year vet Ben so I can get a piece of that pension. I was like, and then he said, if I make it 10 years, I'm going to be in a wheelchair. And I said, for a small fee, I can push.
I will tote you around. I will push you wherever you want to go, Ben. Oh, man. He's – okay, so he's – this is his fourth year. This is all of the guys.
No, this is five.
18,
no,
19,
four.
20, 21. This is fourth.
Okay.
So, oof. That's – he's got a double plus sum to get to 10. It's so hard to play.
Will Compton just suited up in year 9. If that's Will true. Compton can suit up in year 9, Ben Neiman can suit up in year 9.
I agree. That is a grind. the other thing we talked about, Kev, with after Ike got hurt was like the game of football is like the bodies that are playing in the NFL is too advanced for safety. Like there's just no way to keep guys from getting hurt.
No, I mean, you got guys running faster than they ever have, being stronger than they've ever been. And yeah, of course. I mean, this, of course, it's, you could try to make it safer, but
we're in uncharted territory.
For, game, nor was it ever really intended to be a safe game.
No.
Yeah. We're in an uncharted territory for force application. Nobody knows how to hold the body together with all this force that's just being applied hundreds of times to every joint.
Yeah. I don't know.
You just got to try to make the body as robust as possible in the off season.
Yeah. By doing CrossFit. I mean, it's the simple answer. So
probably not doing CrossFit.
Oh, all right. Sick.
It's probably tightened your pussy up though, hasn't it? All them Kegels that you got to do all the time.
Dude, I'm tight. What is this podcast, man? Oh my God.
Trying to have a little fun around here.
Dude, my Kegel exercises have been hitting though. Let's talk. Oh, Dre, give me your picks. We're getting into the nitty gritty. By the way, Kev shit the bed in the fantasy league. This week, he scored the most points I've ever seen anybody score. Literally had maybe the best roster you could put together, but it didn't matter because last week he lost while he was still in the winner's bracket. And some,
yeah, I mean, the team shit the bed last week. It was really sad to see.
You sound a lot like Scott Frost there.
Hey man, I put the roster out there that has been performing all year long. And what do you expect guys to do? You expect them to do your job. And you got guys like Najee Harris, been averaging like 18 points a week, scores 4. All Joe right. Mixon, 18 points a week, scores 7. Mm. Joe Burrow, 12. Tough. Cooper Kupp, been doing his job, can't do it by himself. He put up 34. I needed him to score like 44 to win.
Jesus.
And it just didn't happen. Field goal kicker, -1.
Oh, God. That's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, just couldn't get a winning performance together. And
Kevin, that's one of the most insane lineups I've ever seen in
my
life.
Did you see what he scored this week?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I gave the boys a talking to, and they.
Dude, I didn't score.
They did their job this week. All right.
I would say the average score for our fantasy league for walk-ons league this year was around 105, maybe even lower. And Kevin went for 190 this week when it didn't matter. And Drake and I, we also didn't win. And hey, but I'm also not, I'm going to win this week and not get last place. So congrats to me.
There you go.
Although in my hometown league, I did get last place, which means I have to host the draft next year. I just have to host the draft next year. Yeah, it's a weak punishment because we were doing earrings and tattoos and stand on the corner in a thong with a sign that says you're bad at fantasy football. And we just had
everybody pussified.
Well, no, you either have to do the punishment or you're out of the league. You get kicked out. And the losers of the league was just this revolving 12th man that was only in it for a year. Wasn't tied to the league, didn't care. And so they're just like, all right, cool, I'll quit the league then. And so we could never get someone to do it. So we had to back off on. So for this year, it'll be better next year, but I have to host the draft next year. I am going to win my family league though. So that's good. Give me the picks.
I don't have picks for you, Cliver.
You don't have picks? I do not have picks for you. All right. No. Well, I'd give you some lines if we want to talk about it. But
give me the Hawks and then give me the underdogs.
All right, cool. You'll take those picks with Kevin. Real quickly, what kind of offensive progress will the Hawks have made in 3 weeks?
Dude, I'll tell you what, as long as Kentucky doesn't come out and run a different front, the offensive line should have their front memorized. So they should just be able to like do it like flashcards because they've been practicing the same offense for a long time. They've been watching the same film for a long time. So like there shouldn't be nearly as many mental mistakes, man. So if they get beat, they're just getting beat physically.
It's good analysis. I would agree. I would even venture to bet that the offensive line is ready for what Kentucky does and maybe some stuff that they could do, right? Like we've had some time.
You have that much time to prepare,
right? Kev, what's the defense been doing? Just meditating and just getting ready to play base defense?
Eating their Cheerios?
You think we're doing anything different? We ain't done nothing different in 20 years. We ain't going to start now.
That's what I'm saying. I thought maybe Phil Parker took him to a little mental health retreat or something.
That's who Phil Parker is.
You don't think you'd take him to a yoga studio and a massage or something like that?
I think a yoga studio might kill Phil, but it'd be fun to watch him do it. But if, no, the defense, it's all about film at this point. You know, you don't need film, walk through reps. It's not, you don't need the physical practices as much at this point of the year. Once you just get a feel for their offense and you're taking those walkthrough reps and getting a feel for their formations and the plays that they run out of them, it should just be like second nature at this point. You should be like playing Iowa's offense, because like Drake said, you have a ton of time to watch film on them.
Bodies should feel good.
You'd hope.
What do you think about how did you guys feel from going in like the late cold games and then going to that warm environment? And like, you remember how hot it was when we went out and played Florida? It was hot.
Yeah. That is one thing that I see me. I don't like the heat. I hate the heat.
I don't either.
I played in the cold 10 times out of 10. So I did not like it.
God, wouldn't it be great to just get fucking Kentucky and Kinnick right now? Get them.
Iowa versus like 13. Give us Bama. The 14 SEC teams is probably favored in Kinnick Stadium.
Give us Bama on Christmas Day. I want to see it in Kinnick Stadium.
I want negative 13 snowing, and I think the Hawks win by a touchdown.
I agree. And sell beer through the fourth quarter. Don't stop at the end of the third.
Yeah.
God, that would be a game. And they'd pack the stadium. It'd be sold out. It would be absolutely electric factory in there. Levis throws a lot of picks. He throws like at least one per game.
Yep. I think the boys will have we'll have some success on them in the back end. I think the defense is going to play really well this game.
I agree.
I'd lean toward the under this game.
Leaning toward the under.
Two well-coached teams that are stronger on defense than they are on offense.
Yeah. Will we fill in with Ivory, who is listed as – we didn't even mention Petrus listed as the starter at QB. Ivory Kelly-Martin listed as the one at running back. I don't think we miss a beat here with running back.
That is interesting that they list Ivo as the one, not Gavin.
Isn't it? Yeah. One last ride, you know? I think Gavin will get a lot of touches. Tyler Goodson is a really good running back. He was not able to do full Tyler Goodson potential this year because of our O-line troubles and offensive inconsistency. I don't think that we lose a whole lot from what we've seen as a complete rushing attack from any other average game we had this year with Ivo and Gavin. And we might even see the young kid, LeSean Williams. So.
Yeah. I like the way Gavin runs the ball. I think we do lose a little bit of playmaking ability with
for sure.
With Tyler Goodson. He was able to make some things happen out of nothing, but I'm not super concerned about the running back position.
All right. Well, you heard it from these guys. It's pretty simple. Play good defense like we always do. Offense has had time to rest. Get a look on that front. Watch your film. Run. Just execute. Execute some plays. Get a little momentum going. Go take it to the Wildcats. The Pussycats.
Yeah.
I'll take the points as well. I think Iowa wins this game outright. But definitely take the points. And
give me the money line.
Drake will take the money line. There you go. Hey, I'm going to have to put a graphic out. Let's go. 10-3 Iowa, 9-3 Kentucky facing off. 1 o'clock Eastern. One of three of the walk-ons will be on location with a press pass, by the way. So
you got a press pass?
Yes, sir.
From the Hawks?
Steve Rowe approved that sumbitch.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Yes, sir. So 2 weeks ago, I applied for a media pass for the bowl game. You go through the Citrus Bowl website. They then take all of the applications and send them to each individual schools for approval from the SID. And last Monday, I got an email that says you were approved. You, Tyler Kluver of the Washed Up Walk-Ons, is approved for a media press pass. So I have access technically to all the practices, all of the events, and the press box on game day. And what Steve Rowe doesn't know is that he just opened up an entire can of worms, because I'll now be requesting one for every game that we play.
Kluber in the post game presser.
Holy shit.
Can you imagine?
I'm dumbfounded. I don't even know what to say.
I know, dude. Can you imagine me post game, KF? Hey, coach Tyler Kluber, Washed Up Walk Ons. Just wanted to know, you know, what was snack like last night? What was the mood? How much ice cream did we have? Was there a lot of cookies had? How much caramel usage? Can you tell me about that?
Coach, not related to anything that just happened in the game. What do you write down at practice?
Hey, I know you were scribbling on your knee on that little white sheet of paper. Could you tell us what that says today? Like, what were the notes? Give me that shit. We want to know the good stuff. Come on. Yeah. These other questions suck. Give me some good shit. No, yeah, I got a press pass. So we'll see what that does. I'll also be driving around in a white Tesla down there.
What?
Yeah, we use the Turo app, which is way cheaper than a rental car. This is not an advertisement for Turo, but we got a Tesla for like $90 a day. And the rental cars were like $170 a day. So I'll be driving around in a 2021 Model 3, and I'll have a press pass around my neck. So shout out. Drake's so confused right now. Like, what am I doing? Yeah, man. It is what it is, brother. And by the way, you look more like Joe Dirt than you've ever looked like right now. It looks fantastic.
Dude, when I went to the Titans Niners game with my mom, I went to get some Nashville hot chicken for us, because they sell Nashville hot chicken at the game.
Wow.
And there's these guys in line. One of them looked identical to Bob Sanders. I looked at him and I'm like, well, there's no way Bob Sanders is in the third deck of the Niners game, but I'm pretty sure this is Bob Sanders.
I'm almost positive. And this is the hitman.
And these two dudes, Bob Sanders Jr. and his friend, said to me that, dude, you're Ashton Kutcher. I had like a beanie on. It was cold outside. Oh, okay. It was cold outside. And I had a beanie on, hair pulled back, whatever. I had the beard. It was side profile.
Did you tell him? Yeah, bro, I am.
And no, I wasn't. And they're like, no. Show me your ID. Prove to me that you're not Ashton Kutcher. And I just laughed. I was like, dude, here's my proof. I'm sitting in the third deck with you guys. And they're like, yeah, you're right. You're not Ashton. You're us.
And they were like, oh, shit, we're stupid. He'd be in the box for sure. God, man, Ashton Kutcher. I get it with the beanie on, though. You're also drinking from what looks like the water bottles they had on holes, dude. Like, fill up the canteen and go back to digging holes. And that's what we're going to do.
Three
we're
going to dig some. Dude.
That's incredible. All righty, guys. Welcome back to the show. Right now, we welcome in Jack Fitzpatrick. Jack, how you doing?
Great. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Jack is the social media manager for a little website called DRF Sports. I'm not even sure if that's the official title here. I'll go to the drf.com is the official. And Jack, we have you on for a very, very exciting reason. And that is because in the new year, and we've been teasing this for several weeks now. Shoot, we've been going back and forth with you guys for several months now. You and DRF.com, DRF Sportsbook, will be the official title sponsor of the Washed Up Walk-Ons. Very exciting news for us. The first ever title sponsor for the show.
Woo.
And obviously we have a lot of, during the season, the college football season, we do our awards winners. All of our listeners are familiar with that. DRF is going to open up some new possibilities for us, and we're going to do a bunch of cool stuff with you guys. Jack, talk a little bit about what you do with the social media side of DRF, and then also just who DRF is as a company and why we're a good fit. And this is going to be a cool little thing that we're doing.
Yeah. First off, I want to say we're really excited for it. We're opening up the sports book in the new year, early January, sometime in that range. So pairing up with you guys, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited for, you know, all the content we have coming down the chute, because DRF has some podcasts. We can pair up with you guys, Washed Up Walk-Ons, and it's going to be a blast. But Daily Racing Form, DRF, it's been around since like 1827, something like that.
Really?
Over 100 years. They were, I think their moniker is the official turf authority. So they're really big into horse racing. You'd go to the tracks, you'd get your daily racing form, which was like an actual sheet, and it had all the information you need to know about the horses you're betting on. And so then over the years, they've gone more into the sports space. There's still DRF. I mean, it's still huge. Daily racing form is huge in the horse racing world. But now they're getting into the, you know, football, basketball, the other side of sports gambling now as well, and sports betting. And it's really exciting stuff. And that's where drf.com/sports, DRF Sports comes into play. And, you know, just trying to build that up on social media. It's a good time.
Well, Drake just popped in. Drake, welcome to the show. This is our guy, Jack. How do you feel about, the old title sponsor as we enter the new year here, Drake?
Pretty elite. Can't believe that we actually have a sponsor that is a title sponsor. I don't even know what that means, man.
I'm such an asshole.
I don't even know what it means. So it's pretty sweet. And I'm still pretty stunned about it.
Drake and Kevin, Jack, the other two hosts of this podcast, we all like to dabble with a little degeneracy in the betting world. And we always have. Does. Yeah. I mean, right. Like who doesn't? In the summer, I actually live 30 minutes from a racetrack, and I will spend an entire afternoon watching horses run. And so there's a lot of things that we're going to be able to do with DRF. I know on our last call too, we were talking with several of the guys. It's like, maybe we get into some obscure cricket betting from overseas and stuff like that as we get into the off season here. Do you dabble with any of that?
No, I never really got into that during like at peak COVID times, you know, when it's KBL or like Russian ping pong that's going on at 3 a.m. All my friends were getting into it, but I chose sleep rather than staying up watching like the live streams on wherever they were finding it.
Right.
So I've never got into that, but I do dabble in betting in really low major basketball on like a Wednesday at 2 p.m. See me like with the America East or some really terrible, you know, Colonial Athletic Association. I love just bad basketball.
Oh, man. Is that easy to bet? Do you find that's easy to bet?
You think it's easy to bet. And then, you know, a team goes on a 10-minute scoring drought. And then all of a sudden your beautiful 3-leg live parlay on a Wednesday just gets blown up.
Yeah, I think so. Basketball is going to be exciting for us because obviously the feature of spring is March Madness. And yes. I don't care who you are. I think it's pretty easy to get locked into especially the first two weekends of March Madness, where you've got games all day from Thursday through Sunday. And that's going to be super exciting. I know that. And it's not necessarily you, Jack, who is helping us put all this together, because you guys got a whole squad over there that I swear to God, fans of the Army right now, I got on a call with these guys and they had like 17 dudes on the call with me. It was like an entire football team I was meeting with over there. It seems like you guys got some people who know what they're doing. We're going to have some pretty cool like promos coming down the chute for March Madness time and a whole bunch of other stuff. But tell me currently you guys have right now the horse racing, and then you also have the cash grab. What's the cash grab about?
Yeah. So cash grabs you see like these apps around there that you make picks and then they give you money. Not always coming through with it, but DRF cash grabs are kind of way of doing that. You go in and it's a sports predicting game. So you go in and let's say it's the Citrus Bowl, Kentucky, Iowa, and you pick who wins, you pick how many points will be scored, you pick how many touchdowns are going to be thrown, different questions. Each game has a different amount, anywhere from like 3 questions you answer to like 15, depending on the types of questions is the jackpot that you can win. And if you get all the questions right, you win the jackpot. And we've had a jackpot up of $25,000. Unfortunately, no one won it. It was a really difficult one. I'll give them that. So it would have been hard to win it. But we have we'll have about $100 winners almost every day, just in random games. You go in and pick, I think you go through your PayPal and we'll PayPal you out that next day and you win some real money, and it's all free. It's in the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you find apps, it's there and it's waiting for you to play.
And then the horse racing app as well. And then I imagine as we debut into the new year here is when the sports, there'll be a sports book app as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. The best way to bet.
Yeah, no, you just hop right on your phone and away you go. I know on the call we talked about this, like you said, the DRF is built from the European side of the country, right? Like this or the world. So that was it built out over there? It started over there first and it's grown over into the US?
That's a great question. I'm not sure.
Or does it just focuses on more horse racing and other sports and now we're getting into the state?
So it was originally just horse racing, daily racing form, not really focusing on anything else. And then just recently they've started this new venture into sports gambling, not named horse racing. So right. It's getting into all of that. They've had premium data, so you can subscribe and get premium data, but right now you can go on our website and get a lot of really good betting angles, insights, and trends for free. And then eventually they're going to introduce really good packages similar to that. I don't know if you guys have like Sportsline or things like those type, Action Network, very similar to that, but even more in-depth betting angles and trends that really help you place your bets. And so they were getting into that. And then now recently they've started to get into sportsbook.
That's sick. Maybe this is something that I made up in my head, but is this only debuting in several states as you enter the new year?
Yeah. So right now it's only going to be in Iowa.
Yeah. So somehow you guys found our crazy ass.
And so, you know, Twitter's a wild place. Twitter's a very interesting place. You go on, you see,
you can ask Drake about that one. You can see his face down in the screen below. Drake, how do you feel about Twitter?
Boys, Twitter was just not a place for me. I had to remove myself for the betterment of myself and everyone involved with me.
What do you, Drake? I'm with the illiteracy of your name. I'm thinking when we start rolling here with DRF, we do the Drake Degenerate Pick of the Week, and it's in one of those obscure sports like cricket or something like that, where you find something.
I've got a couple buddies to go to for a pick every week. So if you guys want to do it, I know a couple people who, as Jack were referencing the 3AMers, they were scouring sports betting websites to find errors in their system so that they could win free money. And, I know the exact guys to ask.
Wow. Well, we're going to be able to do. Yeah. I mean, there's always people like that. We're going to be able to do a lot of cool stuff and we're excited to bring DRF sports book to Iowa. Hopefully we can kind of start to make a name here and Iowa goes well. And then you guys can branch out and find other people. Other than that, Jack, what are the big points to hit on here? As we near January 1, what do the people need to know?
As I was trying to make a historical reference off the top of my head, but I completely forgot who said the British are coming.
It's Paul Revere.
Paul Revere. So perfect. It's like him yelling that, but instead it's DRF Sportsbooks coming at the beginning of January, in Iowa only, but it's going to be, a lot of fun. It kind of combines. So in the app, you can get all of our betting angles, all of our data in the app as you're placing your bet. So it's not just a place to place your bets. It's a place to kind of find the information you need.
Yeah.
But then
right now on your website, if you guys go to drf.com, you guys can literally get the beginner's, you know, quick little run through of how to bet on sports. It's actually pretty nice because for people who don't, and there's a lot of people who listen to our podcast and Jack, you actually run several podcasts as well, or you're on several podcasts. There's a lot of people who listen who are like, it seems a little complicated. I don't know what is the minus, the plus mean, all that stuff. Yeah. People who are just completely unfamiliar. You can literally go to their website right now and look at how to bet on any number of sports. And so, you guys can prepare yourself for the new year. The app is coming. DRF Sports is the official title sponsor of the Washed Up Walk-Ons starting January 1. And Jack, we appreciate you coming on, man.
No, I appreciate it. You're doing a better job than I am at promoting it. And I absolutely love it. And I'm excited for what's to come.
Well, that's kind of my job, right? You just work on this. You work on the social media stuff. We will pimp you guys out on this podcast, obviously. And hopefully we can get a bunch of people to sign up. We get a bunch of cool promos going. And especially, you know, obviously the big deal that just went down was with McAfee and what he's doing with the sports book that they're paired with. We would love to build this thing up into something that's huge, and we can do some crazy stuff for our fans and some giveaways and all this stuff that may be coming down the line. So again, Jack, thank you for joining the show today and helping us introduce this. And we were going to go over a few lines. I guess we'll just talk about the Iowa-Kentucky game. Do you have any thoughts on the Iowa-Kentucky game right now? It currently sits at Kentucky -3.
I think my only thought process is I hope it doesn't get canceled. It's been so hard to just like bet these games. And for the podcast I do, the DRF College Sports Podcast, we've been doing college basketball primarily with a little dabbling in bowl season. But it's just so hard even for those. So my fingers are crossed that, you know, it doesn't get canceled. But if it doesn't get canceled, I don't know. I think I might like, I feel like I shouldn't say it on an Iowa-centric podcast, but I'm kind of liking Kentucky there.
Really? You like Kentucky at -3, huh? All right.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes. We'll see. I just don't trust Iowa's offense.
Well, it would be, you'd be hard pressed to find a large group of people who do. On our side of things, we think that there's a chance
it's fucked the SEC forever.
Well, and that, and the fact that it's a 3-week period of time where they've had lot of days, hopefully not 2-a-days. We did that 1 year during bowl prep, but they've had a lot of days to kind of prepare. Yeah. That's a great question that we still can't answer. Drake said in the other part of this podcast, it shouldn't be a thing where they're being beat by scheme. The only thing that will beat us in this game is if we lack effort and we don't execute what we're trying to do. So we'll see. We'll see. Interesting power move there coming on here and saying Kentucky, I'll send everybody to your social accounts to come just completely.
That's how you do it. Maybe it's just, maybe that's how we make our name at DRF. Just a bunch of, no, we don't do hot takes, but the Sims like Kentucky, we have simulators that run through the games, and it's had a winning record on the season. It picked earlier in the season, the App State upset over Coastal. And ever since then I've been riding with the Sims. So I kind of got to ride with the Sims, but you make a good point. It's also bowl season. So
anything can happen.
It's weird. It really, who shows up game day and cares more is going to win the game. So
that's a really good point. Really good point. Jack Fitzpatrick, thanks for joining the show. DRF.com. They're the new sponsor. And we'll leave it there. Thanks for coming on, Jack.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys have a great day.
You as well. See ya. /281, the Kentucky preview. And you guys at this point have even heard from a guest that we had on to help us preview our new sponsorship in the new year. So a little thicky episode to end 2021. This is it. We got any resolute.
Listen to that live ad read that we did too, because that was hilarious.
It was funny as fuck. You guys got any New Year's resolutions for 2022, or do we do that?
No, we don't do that because resolutions are for pussies. And okay. My only resolution is to beat the shit out of you the next time I see you.
Okay. So evidently, and this is a 2 out of 3 opinion, resolutions are for pussies. So for everybody that just heard that, my advice is start now, because you're only waiting because you don't actually want to do what you're saying you're going to do. So flip that mindset around and fucking get to work.
And you're only going to do it for 2 weeks so that you can post it on Instagram and act like people care. So how about you just save the bullshit, spare everybody, and actually get your ass up off the couch.
And sign up for the Tyler Kluber Just Win Today New Year's Challenge. You can DM me about that. Also, check out our patreon.com/washedupwalkons. Check us out on everything. Review us, rate us. Tell us we're shit.
Rate me in particular, man. Let everybody know why I am a 1-star podcast.
Tell everybody that Drake's a shitbird and 1-star our podcast on Apple reviews. We would love it. That's it. 281. Hopefully we're breaking down a Hawkeye win on the, I gotta fly home and fucking do that, but we'll be out. We'll be breaking down the Hawk game. And Drake just left the podcast. He's done with this shit. So we'll talk to you guys later. Peace.